The reason I call it a transliteration, it's not exactly exact like a translation. It's more, you know. So anyway, his poem is about, he uses the verb trottine, to trot. And he has his little souris, his little mouse, in the poem. See, I've never been able to find the real thing again because I gave it away. But someday I will find it. And she is trotting. So I picked the verb, the French verb up, and used it in the name of the mouse and made her like the custodian or landlady, you know, say, Mrs. Trotmouse, back in the grayed out time. Mrs. Trotmouse, grayed out in the blackness. Bells ringing, you know, hit the deck sort of thing. Go to sleep, little prisoners. It's the opposite. The bell is outside, I think, in that poem. It's out in the street. Bells ringing. Let's go to sleep. No bad dreams now. Ne pensez qu'à vos amours. No bad dreams now. Des belles toujours. Now, those were the rhymes that Verlaine used. I used two lines exactly out of his poem, where he has very simple rhymes. Amour, toujours, you see. And that big, clear moonlight, snug, snoring. Big, clear moonlight, really. A shadow's passing over. It's gone black as an oven. A shadow's passing over. Suddenly it's morning. Mrs. Trotmouse rose in the blue rays. Mrs. Trotmouse, get up, sleepyheads. Yeah, she's the custodian or whatever you might say, and the others are all having a hard time.